This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe. It is a pleasure being with you once again. I'm a frequent guest host here at Real Side Radio, and you can find me at the Dave Sussman Show. You can find Dave Sussman Show as well as Whiskey Politics and all of your favorite platforms, including the Range Broadcasting Network, the Independent.io, YouTube, and all of your favorite podcast applications. Just type in Whiskey Politics with Dave Sussman. I am delighted to be here for the next 3 hours. We have some fantastic guests coming up. This hour, we've got Buzz Patterson, who's running for California 7. It is a very, very flippable district, and we're going to be talking about election 2020, which is, well, we're in the zone now, folks. Labor Day's this weekend, and this is it. We're centering in on about 60 days for election 2020, which, as it stands right now, is a major fork in the road for America. Which direction is America about to take? Are we going to continue on with this more or less Trumpian approach to policy and the economy? Whether you like Trump or not, you have to admit that there have been results, and most of those results have been very, very good for the economy, without COVID, of course, and geopolitics. Or are we going to go in the direction of Venezuela? This is what the left have become. This is no longer the Democrats' party that we grew up watching, learning about, maybe being a member of. Certainly not our father's party. It's certainly not the party of JFK, as we just saw. Kennedy just lost in Massachusetts. That's the end of their dynasty. Joseph Kennedy was running against the primary for Congressman Markey, who was the selected congressman by the AOC contingent of the Democrats. And don't tell me these ladies don't have power. This is the direction that the Democrats are heading. This is the direction that the Democrats have decided that they are now moving in. And I'm sorry, Joe Biden, you can no longer pretend that you weren't moving in that direction to get the primary. We've got video. All right? They're now backing out of some of the statements that they made where the last couple of 3 years punch people in the face. We've got to get out there, Maxine Waters. We've got to go up to them in restaurants. And there are countless Democrats that are talking about taking violence to the streets to get what they want because of their unhinged response to the 2016 election that they never got over. Are we going to see incredible levels of conservative schadenfreude in 60 days? Are we going to be deeply, deeply concerned that the Biden-Harris, which is really the Harris presidency era, is going to begin in January? Or are we not going to know? Are we going to be sitting there waiting with bated breath for a day, 5 days, a week, 5 weeks, maybe longer, as maybe what a lot of people are talking about right now, and we're seeing this with Bloomberg and the different reports that are coming out right now that are suggesting that right now on election day, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is poised to win by a landslide. However, they will be taking days, if not weeks, to count all of the massive millions of mail-in ballots, which mostly are going to be coming from the left, mostly coming from states that do not have the infrastructure, that do not have the organization, because they've never done it before. I'm not so worried about Florida's mail-in. They've done that before. And I'm not talking about absentee ballots, ladies and gentlemen. That's a completely separate thing. I'm comfortable with that. But mail-in balloting is absolutely has the potential for massive fraud and abuse. And we've seen this in tiny little congressional districts in states like New Jersey and others where we've already seen that fraud. Now we're about to embark upon an experiment. No rehearsal, folks. We're just going to go into this lock, stock, and barrel on November the 3rd and cross our fingers. Why do you think Hillary Clinton last week, she cackled at the camera saying, under no uncertain terms should Joe Biden ever concede? Because they know that even though President Donald Trump is going to win a legitimate election, that the Democrats have hoisted this new organization of voting through balloting in states that have never done it before, or they've done it in such insignificant numbers that they will be besieged because they have, in essence, indoctrinated 60 million people to not go to the polls. You can go to the supermarket, you can go to Home Depot, hell, you can go and protest in the streets. You'll be fine. But no, you shouldn't go down to your local canvassing board or your precinct and vote with a mask on, with social distancing. You shouldn't do that. This is by design, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour, we've got Dave Carter from Dave Carter Online and Ricochet joining us. He's a great guest. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking about Freedom Fest and the films that Freedom Fest were unable to show this year for libertarian causes that you will be able to see yourself. We're going to have Joanne Skousen, who is a director over at the Freedom Fest Anthem Film Festival. And there's going to be a lot of segments where I'm just going to be yammering away here at Realside Radio. So please, stick with us for the 3 hours. If you want to give us a phone call and chime in, you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And we'll be back right after the break with Buzz Patterson, the next congressman from the great congressional district of California, California 7. We'll be right back here. Dave Sussman in the chair.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for the next 3 hours with you. And as I mentioned right before the break, I'm delighted to have our next guest joining us from Sacramento. This is Buzz Patterson, who is running for Congressional District in California, number 7. For those that haven't had the delight of meeting with Buzz, he's been on Whiskey Politics before, and we've gone into his whole history where he was the carrier of the nuclear football for Bill Clinton. He is a U.S. Air Force pilot, lieutenant colonel, and commander. And again, he was a White House aide in the Clinton administration. He is running for the Republican seat in a very flippable congressional district 7, just east of Sacramento in California. Welcome back to the show, Buzz. How are you?
Dave, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure having you back. And you and I, we met a couple of weeks ago, and we were laughing over lunch about just the, I would say, the cognitive dissonance that we're seeing right now with voters and what is happening with the two parties and how far left the Democrats have gone this year. Just real quickly, because I saw you 2 weeks ago. We were just in the Democrat National Convention. Tell me what your 50,000-foot view is of, now that those conventions are over, where things stand right now politically for the national election.
Well, you know, I was looking at, I watched both. The Democrats, the DNC was really hard to watch, but I watched them both. That's my job now as a candidate. And I was watching the, I saw the C-SPAN ratings for comparing the DNC versus the RNC. And the RNC just blew the Democrats out of the water. And I've got to tell you that I was really, I expected more from the Democrats and less from the Republicans because, you know, as we know that here in California, we have Hollywood, most of the mainstream media is Democratic affiliated. And I thought they would do a better job with the production aspect. And I think that the Republicans, I mean, the final night when President Trump spoke and Ivanka spoke and then they had the fireworks, I mean, and they had the people on the South Lawn, I thought was brilliantly done. And I got to tell you, from a personal perspective, Dave, having been, the military aide for President Bill Clinton and carried the nuclear football and been on the South Lawn 1,000 times, watching for President Clinton and then watching the RNC and President Trump host the final night there on the South Lawn, it made my heart warm. It was, I've been there, I guess, 1,000 times and watching President Trump deliver that, I thought, very sincere and very powerful message was brilliant. And I think, you know, we've seen the poll bump. Biden didn't get anything out of the DNC, and President Trump got a pretty good bump from the RNC. I think that's why you're seeing Biden coming out of the basement now and trying to somehow cobble together a campaign when he's been doing the rope-a-dope thing over the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, we are seeing that. In fact, in just the past 48 hours, we've seen a 180. He went on ABC News last week, and he stated that he can win from his basement, and now he's going to Kenosha, Wisconsin, and he's going to be traveling around. He's in Pennsylvania. Internal polling for the Democrats have got to be scaring them, right, for him to do this.
I think they're really outraged and alarmed, and I think it's really interesting that, you know, President Trump was in Kenosha yesterday, which I applaud, and then Biden's going there after Trump. So I think you're seeing the effect of, well, Biden can't be seen by not doing the same thing that President Trump is doing, and I think that plays to President Trump's strengths, right? So President Trump's been out there the entire time, as I have been. We have not taken a day off of our campaign, and my opponent's not doing anything either. He's adopted the Biden stay-in-the-basement approach, which I think is hurting the Democrats. I really do, and I think Biden's a perfect example, and President Trump is not, he's not missed a beat. And yeah. Biden is, and the Democrats have figured out that their strategy to hide in the basement and cower is going to cost them. I'm watching the polls. I'm also watching the betting lines in Vegas. And right now, Trump is the favorite. So I'm expecting a big turnout for President Trump. I was also on last night, Dave, with Jessica Patterson, who's the California GOP chairwoman. And she told me, you know, it's going to be we're going to do really, really well in the national and also with my election. But with the mail-in ballot situation, you know, it's probably going to be days, if not weeks, before we actually know the final outcome.
So, you know, I was talking about this right before you came on, and this is something, and I just wrote about this over at Ricochet.com as well. I got an article up there on the main feed, so folks can go over to Ricochet.com and read my – I was like a kitten on a keyboard at midnight, you know, typing this thing up. This is the biggest thing that concerns me, because I think it, all things being equal right now, Trump wins this election in a landslide on November the 3rd. But as others are now starting to report, that the Democrats' strategy is, yeah, he may win with people that actually line up to vote, but they are using the machine of this unproven organization of mail-in balloting. And they're going to be using this as an experiment for the real thing. Their dress rehearsal is the real thing. So you're telling me that the RNC is deeply concerned about this?
They're deeply concerned, but they're also, I think, getting out in front. There's two topics I want to touch on here. The nice thing about what we're doing in California, for example, is in 2016 and 2018, Republicans got their clock cleaned, our clock cleaned, in terms of the ballot harvesting. So now we're on that every bit as much as the Democrats are. So we're going to be doing the exact same thing, which in California, as you know and I know, Dave, is legal, right? So you can go out and harvest ballots. That's a legal thing. And secondly, I think we're already lowering up. So we're already doing the same thing as the Democrats are going to do. I know I am in California 7. We're prepared now to, if we have to, challenge every single ballot. It's going to be arduous. It's going to be time-consuming. It's not what the founders intended, right? It was supposed to be decided by November 3rd, or the first Tuesday of the month. It was supposed to be decided by that time, and we've changed the rules the Democrats have, especially in California. And I think that so we're prepared to fight that fight. And I think President Trump has got the same kind of approach going, where he's going to be prepared to fight the fight. And we're not going to the evening of November 3rd, we're not going to let the final tally. I think we're going to be up. I think President Trump's going to be up big time. But we're not going to let them somehow find ballots in the trunk of cars or coming in with postmarks after November 3rd. We're not going to let that happen. And we Republicans have been nice. We play nice. We've been polite over the years. But I don't think President Trump, and I can guarantee you myself, we're taking the gloves off, and we're going to fight fire with fire.
The Democrats say that they've got 600 lawyers already ready to start flying to the different states. Real quickly, in our last 30 seconds here, how many do we have on the Republican side?
Well, I think we've got several hundred, and okay. I've got 15 in Sacramento.
Wow. Well, I want to talk about Sacramento. I want to talk about California District 7, because the road to taking back the House may go through your congressional district, Buzz. So we're going to be talking about that and some more right after the break here. We've got Buzz Patterson, who is running for California 7. That is Easter Sacramento. This is one of the, if not the, most flippable seats in California right now. And I know from a national perspective, everybody's eyeballing your district. So we're going to be right back here after the break. Dave Sussman in the chair, Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the commercial.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the sake of all Americans, we must uphold the rule of law and defend the American dream for every child in our land. We must teach our children that America is the land of heroes.
President Trump making those comments in Wilmington, North Carolina. The president also declared Wilmington as the nation's first American World War II heritage city. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC he's fairly optimistic that the United States will have a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year.
We have three now that are in phase three trials. At least a couple of them are more than half completely enrolled. So things are really right on target. As I've mentioned many times, and there's no reason for me to change this projection, I think we'll know by the end of this year, November or December.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. We are going to be continuing our discussion here with Republican candidate for California 7, U.S. Air Force pilot, Lieutenant Colonel in Commander, and former White House aide and former carrier of the nuclear football to one William Jefferson Clinton, and that is Buzz Patterson, who is in a very flippable seat in Sacramento, California. Buzz, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
So, okay, let's get the lay of the land, because I know that the White House and Congress are taking a look at the map of California. They believe there's six or seven seats, you being one of them, that they think that they can get back. Talk to us a little bit about the difference between what happened in 2018 and what we're going to be seeing this November with you.
Yes, so the White House, I think in 2018, President Trump was more concerned about holding on to the Senate, and he did, thankfully. And now he realizes that he's got to do both. He's got to hold on to the Senate and grab back. Prior to May, it was 18 seats in the House, but now he's got 17 seats because Mike Garcia won, a Republican, flipped California 25, which has been held by Democrats since 1998. So my district is Democratic plus three. Latest poll has us up by 5%. That's probably going to change dramatically because my opponent, Ami Barra, has got a lot. He's got Pelosi cash, a lot of money. The thing about Ami Barra is he's been in the seat for 8 years, hasn't done anything for the district. He votes with Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time, not 97, not 98, not 99, 100% of the time. So my approach is, as a former military guy, that Sacramento County can do much better than a guy who's basically just a Pelosi lapdog. And we're going to go after him, man. We've got a real good shot. I know the White House is watching us. Again, they picked us out as one of the six that can flip. Mike Garcia's already flipped one, so we've got at least five we can take. And if we do that, we can get – we're well on our way to giving President Trump the 17 seats he needs. And, you know, and let's just pray and hope that we have a House that President Trump can depend on and not have to put up with another – 2 or 4 years of people like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi, you know, tugging on his coattails and trying to create some kind of Russia collusion thing or impeachment thing. We've got to give President Trump the best possible tailwinds we can give him, and he has not had that in the last 2 years.
Listen, The Real Side is on 73 stations around the country on the Salem Radio and GCN Radio networks, as well as six television stations. First of all, tell everybody where they can find you and support you, your website.
Website is Buzz, the number four, Congress, buzz4congress.com. I'm all over Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Parler. But the website, yeah, buzz4congress.com.
Yeah.
And we're getting a lot of national support, David. I think people are realizing that this is a pivotal election for President Trump and for Republicans. So we're getting a lot of help, not just from people in California 7 and Sacramento in California, but across the nation, people are weighing in. So they understand how important it is for conservatives to win California and give President Trump back some seats.
You know, it's really interesting because you mentioned the number 17, 18 seats flips the House and takes the gavel back from Nancy Pelosi. So tell me a little bit about, from your perspective, we've just spent 24 hours, you know, a little bit of schadenfreude, you know, laughing at the hypocrisy of Nancy Pelosi getting her hair did. You know, now she's coming out and saying it was all a setup and this and that. But do you think, you know, you and I were talking briefly off the air, do you think that the moderate Democrats, the ones that aren't crazy, which means nobody on Twitter, normal people that we hang out with, right? Do you think they're taking a look at this? They're taking a look at the last 2 years of impeachment and Adam Schiff lying that he saw, you know, absolute proof of Russian collusion when there was none. All of these things. Do you think that there is people are exhausted by this and they don't want a reward? What do you think people stand right now on a national level?
You know, Dave, they've got to be. I mean, I've got liberal friends and Democratic friends. I've got liberals in my family, and you know, I just say, you know, what is enough enough? You know, and I think that they're starting to see this. And I actually believe, kind of a strange roundabout way, that the COVID-19 thing has actually really kind of brought us all together a little bit. And I think you're seeing a lot of things that affect not only the nation, but in California, they cross party lines, right? So we've got small businesses like the salon in San Francisco that Nancy Pelosi violated. That lady is not a Republican or a Democrat. She's a small business owner. Same thing is happening across the entire country where if you are a small business owner, you've been shut down for 4, 5, 6 months right now. It doesn't matter if you have an R or a D. You're worried about your future, your family's future, your employees' future. And I think people have got to take a look at this and say, you know, Democratic policies aren't working. Look at what's going on in Portland and Seattle and in Sacramento and in Minneapolis and Chicago. Those are all the common denominator, Dave. They're all run by Democrats. And I think that people are fed up with the anything goes, you know, the Antifa, the violence. And again, I don't think Americans by and large are law enforcement, good natured, you know, people who are patriotic and they want to do what's best for their families, for their cities, for their towns, for their states. And they're not getting it right now. And I think a lot of Democrats, if they're honest with themselves, they're looking and going, you know what? This is not working. Joe Biden's incompetent. You know, he doesn't even know where he is. Trump might not be my favorite kind of guy, but he's getting things done. And I'm going to go ahead and vote for a Republican for some change. And I think that's where we're going.
Buzz, I've seen you many times and, you know, you've become a friend. You're a good guy. You know, one of the things that the Democrats have been very successful because they essentially have the Democrat media complex co-joined at this point. They're just one of the same is by branding anybody with an R next to their name, you know, xenophobe, a racist, a bigot and this and that. And you are none of those things. Talk to us a little bit about you personally, what it is that you would like to see for your district so people understand the difference between what the media say and the reality.
Well, I'm a son of a 33-year Air Force veteran. My dad was a pilot, and he flew in Vietnam, and I was raised in that kind of family to serve. And I served 20 years as an Air Force pilot also. And when I watch what's happening in our nation right now, and I'm seeing the violence, for example, downtown, these different cities, you know, I wore the American flag on my shoulder proudly for people to exercise their First Amendment rights. But I did not wear that flag on my shoulder for people to burn and loot and destroy people's futures and their lives. And so I want to take the same oath of office that I took when I joined the Air Force back in the 80s, Dave. I want to put my hand up again on Capitol Hill and swear my allegiance to the Constitution and to defend the Constitution and do it once again. So I've been out of service since I got out of the Air Force in 2001, and I want to get back into service. And I think Sacramento, I think California, I think the American people need more people like me coming with a fresh perspective outside of the political system, right? I think think politics is broken in D.C. in a lot of ways, and I want to be a breath of fresh air. I've already told people I'm not a politician. I probably never will be. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I never will be. But I want to serve our nation. I want to serve California 7. And there's a lot of people like me that are running for the first time. Dan Crenshaw is a perfect example. There's people in California that are running. Mike Garcia is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. We've got people who have never run before, that serve in the military, that understand discipline, organization, and service, and the importance of being an American in the flag, and that's who I am.
In our last minute here, what 1, 2, 3 issues are you going to be focused on first?
Small business recovery coming out of COVID. We, in Sacramento County, we're looking at probably 35% to 40% not making it. Small business. I'm talking about the mom and pop shops.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not talking
devastation.
Right. Total devastation. Bars, hair salons, restaurants, that kind of thing. I'm also looking at very, very closely. I mean, we want to support law enforcement. I think the funding the police department is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. We are a law and order society, and I'm a law and order candidate. And I want to be there for our people to give them sanity, security, and sereneness. So let's, serenity. Let's do that and get out.
Serenity now!
Yes, exactly. Let's do it.
Drop your website again so people around the country can find you, Buzz.
Yeah, Dave. Thanks so much. Yes, buzzforcongress.com, buzzforcongress.com. And we appreciate whatever help. Just log on. Ask me questions. I always answer every single response I get or reply I get. I respond to you. So reach out to me. I'll reach back out to you.
Let me say one thing about Buzz, because I'm connected with you on social media. You're prolific on Twitter and other social media platforms. You are responsive. You've got a great following, a great feed. You are there. And, everybody should definitely check you out. And like I said, winning back the House, it isn't just about winning the White House. It has to be winning back the House. Because as you correctly stated, Trump wins and you still got Nancy Pelosi, it's just a continuation of the investigations after investigations, and nothing can get done in that way. So we need you, Buzz, and we're hitting the final stretch here. I wish you nothing but success and luck, and I'm sure I'll see you off air soon. So thanks for joining us, Buzz.
Thanks so much.
Cheers,
yeah,
my friend. And we'll be back here right after the break. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe. And it is always a pleasure being in here with you, the great listeners at Real Side Radio. And you can find us online at therealside.com/watch. And you can join other folks in the chat room as well. And if you'd like to join the conversation and you have something to say, give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And, you know, one of the things that we were just talking about with Buzz Patterson is the cognitive dissonance that we're seeing right now, especially in the media, in trying to, in some way, compare the Democrats of today to the normal standard Democrats that we all grew up with, the JFKs, even, I mean, to a certain extent, even Barack Obama, for crying out loud, who was definitely far, far left, but he was pulled to the center kicking and screaming. We saw that with William Jefferson Clinton, who Buzz Patterson worked with, carrying his nuclear football. And if you want to hear some of the dirty secrets that took place in the Oval Office with Miss Monica Lewinsky, You want to get down and dirty? Buzz was there. He witnessed things. Look up Buzz Patterson at Whiskey Politics. We speak for over an hour, and he shares everything and spares nothing. But today, the Democrat Party themselves are, in essence, a shadow of their former selves. As we know, I know Joe talks about this. You think about this. You're seeing this for what it is. But liberal America right now is much different than it's ever been. Liberal America has turned into not just a party that throws out crazy ideas that get swatted down by their opposition. This is now a party that now in many ways they enable riots. Okay? They are enabling the violence that we see on the streets. They are projecting their own racism. Yes, it's almost as if everything that they say about the Republicans is what they are themselves. You know, they call people fascists. Well, what is more totalitarian and fascist than not accepting political opposition in any way? I mean, the idea that your free speech should be limited to only those things that they agree with is horrifying. And yet they're the ones that are calling you a fascist. Antifa is anti-fascist. And what are they doing? They're going out in their streets with their masks, their Darth Vader helmets, and their baseball bats, their Molotov cocktails, and in some cases, firearms. And they're taking violence to anybody that may or may not disagree with them. In some cases, they have no idea. You happen to be a white guy driving down the street in your truck, wrong place, wrong time. They'll bring you to almost death with concussions. And we're seeing it all the time. Cody, our stalwart producer here, is just telling me it looks like something's happening in Washington, D.C. tonight. There's more protests happening. In blue cities all over the country, we're seeing a frightful, dangerous display in America that everybody likes to talk about 1968. Okay, I wasn't born yet. I was a zygote. I wasn't around until early 1969, not to age myself. But I wasn't around to see 1968. If this is in any way not as bad as 1968, maybe you can tell us if you were around and watched this, the Chicago riots and everything else that took place, the Weather Underground, all right, Democrats going out to the streets. I don't understand how it could have been worse. What we're seeing right now is a complete pulling apart of the fabric of our society. When you've got a major party in the United States that is being led by people that are advocating for the defunding and the destruction of law and order. And I know in the past 24 hours, Joe Biden's marionettes have taken a look at the polls and says, uh-oh, we got to back up from that. Uh-oh, that's not polling well in Peoria. We need to come out and be, you know, stalwart, pro-law enforcement. Okay? But for 3 months, don't listen to their words. Take a look at their actions. For 3 months, they have been enabling these people, okay, and that's a generous term, that have been filling the streets and blue cities all over our country, and they are justifying their violence. They're trying to diminish the impact of the violence, saying, oh, no, it's just a few bad apples. This is all a peaceful protest. But now they're starting to take a look at the polls. And, you know, the fact is that when free speech and robust debate is under assault by half of America's political spectrum, the Democrats in this case, we need to seriously have a discussion about what the future will look like if these people take power. And it is absolutely 100% conceivable, and depending upon which polls you look at, maybe even likely, that in 62, 63 days, whatever it is, these people are about to win a national election. And don't think for a moment, those friends of ours that are listening to this show that may be left of center, maybe they're liberal on social issues, maybe a little bit conservative on fiscal issues, they don't like Republicans, they don't like Trump, I get it. But what is happening to your party? What is this cancer that has metastasized across the country where you've got the AOC squad, and they are winning, by the way. They are winning. Joseph Kennedy was a moderate Democrat, the first Kennedy to lose a statewide office. He lost in the primary last night against Congressman Markey, who was propped up by AOC. This is in Massachusetts. AOC's from Queens. What's going on here? The progressives are in an ascendancy. The question is, what if they take a majority of this party, and who is ruling Joe Biden? We know he is a Trojan horse. We know that he is an empty vessel, required to read the words that are on the screen. Did you see the response the media and the blue check marks on Twitter had to Joe Biden's Democrat National Convention speech a couple of weeks ago now? It was almost as if there was an exhale of relief, an exhale of relief. Oh, phew. He spoke for 15, 20 minutes and didn't mess it up. His teeth didn't fall out. He didn't mangle his words. Give him a cookie. Right? Is that how high the bar is for the 70-year-old man? And listen, I've got nothing. This is an ageist. Okay? I know plenty of 80-plus-year-olds that have the mental facilities of somebody half their age. They're fantastic. They're killing it. They're sharp. And I know 75-year-old men and women that, realistically speaking, should be at home or at the Villages. And they're done. Their shelf life has expired. What are we doing here in America where we are all politely pretending to not sound ageist and mean, that we're about to hand the car keys over to a person that shouldn't have gotten their driver's license for the past 10 years? And we all know that he's not going to be doing the driving anyway. Kamala Harris, who is the most progressive senator in a Senate that includes Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. She is considered the most progressive. There is a reason, besides the tokenism that the Democrats admitted that they chose her for. How awful is that, by the way? If you are Kamala Harris, how disrespectful is that, that their first priority was gender, followed up closely by melatonin? In other words, they got rid of almost anybody except for those that had the plumbing and the race. How disrespectful is that to any women of color that are qualified to run for public office? I'm sorry. That is absolutely one of the most racist examples of we're seeing in modern day politics. And what is the media doing? They're gushing about what's the word that they like to use? They tested poll focus. It's historic. Oh my God. It's so historic. You know, and I wrote about this. I said, you know, the way that they use the word historic is the way that we see home style in quotes next to jarred gravy. It doesn't mean anything because we know why they selected her. What about meritocracy, ladies and gentlemen? But the third reason is that she is absolutely progressive to the point where out of 46, 47, whatever it is, senators on the Democrat side, she is considered the most progressive. This is who we all know she's going to be a president in waiting. Should they win on November the 3rd or November the 10th or December the 10th, however long it's going to take them to count all of these just fraudulent, systemic vote ballots that come in. So she's a president in waiting. And I truly believe that Joe Biden doesn't make it his first 4 years. They're going to 25th Amendment him out, or he passes, or something happens. We're looking at him. We can see him. We know what he is right now. We're going to be back here after the break. on top of the hour. We've got another great hour coming up. We've got Dave Carter coming up at 8:15 as well, so you don't want to miss that. 7:15, and we're going to be talking a lot about this and a whole lot more here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. Don't go away.